Hey, this is Mitch, and I was never given a last name.
And this is Sam Gonzalez, and we're back with TBD Podcast.
Short for Tiny
No, it was
boy,
triple.
Ah, crap.
It was triple boy depends.
Triple boy depends.
Triple boy depends. And we're doing a podcast, and we don't know what we're going to talk about.
Yep. First one in like almost a year.
Yeah.
Just shy of a
year. But we have really, not really good stuff, but we have way better stuff.
Really good compared to what we have.
Hopefully you can hear that difference.
None of us are recording on an old iPhone headset.
Yeah, microphones. We got real microphones now. So what do you want to talk about?
I don't know.
I got my Hearthstone cup back.
I didn't even know you had a Hearthstone cup.
I lost it when I went to Mexico.
Did you get it back from Mexico?
No. I lost it when I was in Mexico at my house. Like, people lost it for me.
Oh, okay.
And then I saw it yesterday, and my sister was using it for a smoothie. And I got...
That's a coffee cup. Why is she using it for a
smoothie? Yeah, and I was like, that's disrespectful to my cup.
You should have just smashed it.
Well, no, I need this cup. This cup's my life.
You should have been like, if you're going to dirty it in this way, it's not even worth it.
Now all I need is my Hearthstone lanyard.
I don't know.
You remember that keychain thing that I had that light up, the blue light up thing?
No.
Little star?
No.
No?
Not at all. When did you have it? Like, how long ago?
Before I left for Mexico.
I don't know. I didn't pay attention to your keys.
Yeah, I was rocking that for a while. Have you seen the Truman Show?
Yeah, I just watched that, actually.
Oh, recently. Really? Yeah, I watched that 2 days ago with my family.
Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. My mom was really impressed. She really liked it a lot.
Had she never seen it before?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I watched it for the first time like 3 weeks ago or something like
that. It's funny seeing it again because you don't notice the ads in the beginning. Like, what the people, you know how the wife would always play ads and say, this is the best thing ever or whatever.
Yeah.
And then they do that from like the very beginning and you don't like really realize it.
Oh, really?
Like when you watch it the first time, you don't really know why they're doing that. But like the second time, it's like, oh, that's good. That's good stuff. Or like, there's just small stuff that you notice that like, oh, they're doing that because they're actors.
Oh, yeah.
Stuff like that.
That's cool. I need to watch it again, I guess.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I feel like our new studio's really nice.
Yeah.
We got a new studio, and we now both live in the studio instead of just me.
Last time we made this, we didn't live together, right?
Yeah.
Whoa.
It was a long time ago.
Whoa. Uh-huh. We live together now. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Sam doesn't even have a bedroom. He just dedicated his room to the studio. Yeah.
I mean, I have a bedroom, but I don't have a bed in it. I just have a sleeping bag.
So, it's a sleeping bag room.
With a huge desk in it.
Huh?
Yeah, we need to get a table in here.
Yeah, so like a nice little folding one. And then when we have guests, just set them right there.
Oh, yeah. When we have guests, we don't have any room right now.
I know. Because then when we have guests, we can do this. And this is very visual for the listener. But we can turn like this side, kind of, and then have them just right there and like put the mic right on the table.
Yeah. And we need... We need to start a video podcast.
Oh.
Just put a camera in that corner.
Like a little, just watching
a
us?
A security camera.
I don't know how exciting.
A black and white security camera with no audio.
And it's not even like live feed. It's like every like 5 seconds there's a picture.
But I'm definitely uploading this one to YouTube.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because I'm way more comfortable with uploading to YouTube now.
Oh,
stuff
nice.
Like that, so.
Because, yeah, I tried to do, like, our first episode to YouTube, and it was, like, I was using a super ghetto video editing program, and then I was, like, I just need to put funny, like, do the thing where they have, like, funny little pictures that pop up and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And I found, like, two, and I was, like, this is taking too
long.
Oh, I can
definitely
do
that. Like, what's a funny picture for me to look up when I edit this?
Here, I'll say poop. And now, right when I said that, you should have the poop emoji pop up.
Okay. just try telling a story, and then I'll add pictures to it, like, to give it a visual, like...
Should I tell a story with a purpose? Like, try and think of things that are very visual for the images?
No, I'll try and, like, tell a story that has, like, like second meanings maybe or no, I don't know, second but like meanings.
Okay, I'll try
like a way that I can interpret the story in a picture, but like it's almost different.
I feel like we're doing this backwards.
Oh, like we should look at pictures first
or no what? I feel like you do the pictures after the story, but I like the challenge. I'll think of it.
Okay,
all right. So one day I was driving my car and a crocodile jumped out with a top hat and started doing a little that hello my baby, hello my honey, hello my ragtime gal song.
Okay.
And he danced down the street and I crashed my car and broke both my legs. Do you think that's visual enough? Can
yeah.
you do that?
I'll find something.
Can you do an animation where there's like a crude animation?
I'll steal somebody's animation and just put it there. But
you're
going to
get sued.
No, not if I don't monetize it.
No, we got to monetize it.
Did you hear about the baby that got eaten by the crocodile?
Really?
Did you not really
no,
hear about
I did
that?
Not hear
in
about
Orlando?
That.
Like a two-year-old. There's this family hanging out on the beach. And yeah. It was like in a lake. It wasn't even the ocean. They were
oh,
just
really?
Hanging out in the lake. And this two-year-old just gets grabbed by this, I don't know, it's gator, probably so alligator.
Yeah.
And so it just takes him to the water.
That's so scary.
I know. And like even like the dad fought for the kid and he lost.
Jeez. Like, was it just a huge alligator?
I guess. I don't know. I don't really know much about it. But like they're just taking out gators and euthanizing them. They're just like
yeah,
like, out
I
of
bet.
The lake.
That's insane.
They're still trying to find the gator, I think, to kill the kid. But then they found the kid though. I don't know how they did. I thought the gator would just eat him.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't be able to, like, to find his remains.
Yeah,
I don't know. But I guess they did. And he's, like, intact. And I guess he died by drowning.
Oh, so they must have let go of him and just, like...
Yeah,
that's weird.
I know, but it's crazy.
That is.
Like, they're just doing whatever, just hanging on the beach and... Next thing, a gator comes and
that's
just...
That's insane. Well, I saw that video recently-ish. On something, and it's like huge. People are like playing golf, and there's like a 15 foot plus just
walking.
Do you
think that's real?
I don't know. It was on like the CNN news thing.
Yeah,
I was watching,
maybe
but
they got
yeah, CNN news
tricked
isn't exactly
too.
Super.
Like, I mean, I think it might be real, but I don't know. Like,
it
looks
it's
so
huge.
Big.
It looks like
looks
a
like
literal
a...
dinosaur.
Yeah, and so I mean, there's no other videos about it.
Yeah.
Like. Nothing, not even like I don't actually I haven't looked too into it, so
yeah.
Maybe there's pictures of it, but
yeah,
still like
you should look into that at some point because Florida sounds terrifying.
Yeah,
giant alligators eating babies.
Like, doesn't everybody just know that Florida sucks? Like,
yeah,
people suck, and
I think that's someone else we've offended now off the list.
I don't think anybody listens from Florida.
Our entire fan base is in Florida.
Isn't our entire fan base from Rhode Island?
Yeah, I think we actually do have a weird chunk in Rhode Island.
And then
we had Asia for a while.
What were you saying about Rhode Island last time?
Oh, we did insult Rhode Island.
Yeah,
I
that's
think.
What I was referring to.
I think we did that, and we insulted Idaho once, I think. And now Florida. And I think at one point we disrespected Asia, too. Because I remember we had a thing where we were like, no, we're going to lose the Asian markets.
Oh, I don't know. I can't remember.
I don't remember him exactly. Viewer, go back and look at
all
the yeah.
all the episodes again.
Tweet at us there and tell us what we said.
Yeah. I wonder how many people have podcasts.
A lot. And there's a new... There's like a TBD podcast network.
Network?
Like, it's a weird... Let's see if I can pull it up. Like, I think it's like Asian weird thing.
We have to, what did we do last time to the people who were doing a TBD thing?
You said there were copyright infringement.
Yeah, I think I reported them. Yeah, that's what I did.
Yeah, he did.
Let me look them up. Let me look up TBD right now.
Well, that's what I'm doing too. So one of us has to talk while we're doing this.
Okay. Yeah, I won't look it up then. Yeah, like, remember, do you remember when I was in high school? Like from
no,
you
I don't.
You don't remember when I was in high school? No. Okay, that makes sense. But you remember
crap.
Like a guy who was on LSD ate another person
like in bit Florida? His face in Florida, and yeah, everyone thought it was a zombie. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, see, like that's terrifying. Another Florida thing.
Do you know why it's like that? Why you hear all those weird crime stories from Florida?
Why?
First of all, Florida's crazy.
Yeah.
But second, they have a weird law for reporting crimes. Where like in Oregon or wherever we're from, that like there's like confidentiality where the reporters don't get that stuff, but in Florida they just give them everything. So they get like all the weird stories.
Really?
Yeah. But I think it's also Florida's kind of like bonkers.
I feel like I thought there's like some crazy statistic about people being murdered in Miami.
I think I've heard that too.
I forgot what it was though. I feel like one a day or more than that.
It's a lot. Although Miami is a big city.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, dude. The TBD. We're in trouble.
Let me see.
There's someone who's... Look at how official this looks.
Whoa, they got three guys.
Yeah. That's one more than us. We're in trouble.
They got artwork, too.
Yeah. We need to get, like...
What is their description?
Their description is, TBD is the only podcast that answers life's true questions while making you laugh, cry, vomit all at the same time.
Why would I want to vomit?
I don't know. Compared to ours, which is going to be way better, I think. Sam and Mitch sit down with a guest. We don't have a guest today, but oh well. And chat about the most important issues. That's it. Maybe we should update that.
Yeah, I don't think we talk about any important issues.
Yeah, I think on our website, I just air quoted, that it says important issues from like clown babies to giant wallets or something like that.
Because that's in the first episode.
Yeah, but yeah, I don't know why that is. But we really got to... Wasn't Joel supposed to make us a thing?
But there's more artistic people that can do it for us.
Like who? I don't know. The podcast? They have... Oh my gosh, they have more episodes than us too.
How many episodes?
They're on episode 27.
Oh man.
But they only have up to 9 episodes up. So I mean, they're bleeding episodes. And they do like hour longs every time. They started it this December. Yeah, last December. Wait. December of 2015. We're in 2016.
Well, we're a longer running podcast then, right?
I feel like once we start pumping out these episodes, because we like usually hang back a little bit when we're not making episodes. But then when we do episodes, we shoot higher in the search.
How far are we down now?
We're still at 3, actually. Okay. There was like a ton. I don't know where it came from. Last time I locked on, we went down a lot.
Were we ever 1 at one point or just 2?
I think just 2. Ooh. Yeah. Never been able to make it to 3. Because like those meat people came in.
Yeah.
That's the good thing about TBD, that name, is that it also stands for to be determined for lazy people who aren't creative. And so they're not really into the podcast. So they die out quickly.
Oh, yeah. But isn't that our first episode called to be determined?
Don't bring that up.
But we change it every time. Yeah, that's why we're different.
Yeah, see,
ours is Triple Boy Depends.
Mm-hmm. The reliable.
Let's talk about Triple Boy Depends.
All right, so
I don't really know what that is.
I think in my head, what it is it's like Triple XL male Depends, like the adult diapers. That's what I think.
Wait, there's an adult diapers called Depends?
Yeah.
Why is it called that?
Because you depend on it for not peeing all over the place.
It's not like, oh, I might... Well, it depends if I need this or not. Like, I don't...
I always picture it like it's dependable.
Oh.
Depends means like, maybe I'll need it. I don't know. Yeah. Which, I mean, I guess that makes sense, too.
Yeah, it's like, I'll put it on today if I need it.
If I need it. Oh, no, I'm peeing my pants. Put it on.
Oh, boy. But... Triple XL, okay.
What else would be triple? Or maybe just 3 of them. Like someone who really pees bad and triple layer it.
What about like triple twins and their boys?
Triplets?
Yeah,
or
triplets.
Just, okay.
Triplets and their boys. And...
They wear Depends?
They wear Depends.
Okay.
I don't know how else to put Depends.
So 3 boys in diapers?
Yeah.
Are these like young boys or like adult male?
They're like
triplets?
14.
Oh, that's weird. Yeah. That's real weird.
Yeah, and that's all they wear. Like they're all dressed up in their shirt and their tie, and they have nice shoes and everything. But they don't wear pants and they just wear the pants. Mm,
that's like borderline child pornography, I think.
I think it's more than a Speedo. So
that is true.
Yeah.
Are they at a pool in this scenario?
No, they're just at school.
Ugh, that's embarrassing.
I mean, that's what they chose. So,
right, well, way to be a free spirit, I guess.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's Triple Boy Defense.
And that's the end of the podcast.
I'm really excited to have a guest on. We should make a list of the guests and call them out on this episode.
On this episode? All right. Do you have pins in here? No. All right, on the back of our Don't Do Fireworks on the 4th of July. Maybe? Yes? No?
I just have a butterfly knife.
I can carve it into this desk. I'm surprised you don't have pens. It's a huge desk.
Passport.
Do we need pens, or can we just do it audio and then listen back to it?
We can write it on our phones. Nah, let's just do
it. We can just listen to this.
Yeah, let's probably. Just do audio. Yeah. First on the list, Cameron.
Oh yeah, he actually wants to be in it. He's like
coming on
into stuff.
Second on the list.
I'm gonna say, I feel like we should get the Joker on here.
Okay. Uh-huh. Joker is second on the list. Third person on the list, Tanner. I think Tanner wants to come back on.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Sweet.
I think he told me. Maybe he told me just because he wanted to listen. I think he wants to come back on.
I bet he'd come back on. Yeah. I think he liked it last time.
Yeah.
Fourth on the list. It'd be nice to have it, like, because I feel like Tanner's episode was like the height of our terribleness. Where we do like 1,000 segments.
Oh, was it with him?
I think we did it with like...
We did it with like 3 different guests.
Because we got real bad. And like Jonathan's episode got a little better.
Yeah.
And we didn't do as many because we just had like conversation. But then Tanner's, I feel like we were just like... like, now it's time for... I don't know what there were weird segments. I think the weirdest one we did was tossing the old pigskin.
That was a planned segment.
I know. It was weird.
I think, what's the one with, where you had
the fish dish wish?
Yeah.
That one was hilarious. I love that one.
The petri dish of fish and you wish, you, what, you wish to, wishes
and
they
deliver it to you and then you suck it down and then what, you have to swallow the whole fish whole and then once you do, you can have a wish.
Oh, man.
But yeah, we had weird segments.
I kind of liked the improv about that though.
Just I did
like
the too.
Coming up with it.
Uh huh. It was good, but I feel like we shouldn't just call them.
I don't think we should do it for that long.
Yeah, I feel like
we did it for like good idea. 20 minutes.
There's a good idea in there, and I feel like we could get it out, but we just got to refine that a little more instead of just sitting around going, ugh, and me thinking of rhymes, and then you thinking of weird scenarios.
All right, who's your fourth guest?
Oh crap. It'd be cool to get someone else who we've had on as a callback. I wish Jonathan didn't live across the country.
Yeah.
Because he was a good guest.
Yeah, he was. I want to just real quick just name off. I want Ralph to come back.
Oh, Ralph, yeah.
I want Dwayne to come back.
Oh, that was going to be my next one, Dwayne.
And, you know what we should do for when we do the...
commentary?
No, yeah, when we do the commentary, we do our anniversary.
Have Just Joel?
Have Just Joel back on.
That's what I was thinking, too. That was one I was thinking.
And who else has been on? Keegan. I want Keegan back.
Yeah, that's the Joker.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right. I forgot you played the Joker.
Or, Khalil, right?
Yeah,
Khalil.
It's Khalil!
I really feel like if we ever get big, we should have a t-shirt.
Yeah, I want a t-shirt already. Just saying, it's Khalil.
It's Khalil.
How do you spell Khalil?
C A L L E L L. Khalil. No, C A L L E E L.
The way I spell it is K H A.
Like cha?
No, like K H A.
Oh, K H A. Like con. Okay,
yeah, like
I gotcha.
Ka and then L E E L. Khalil.
That's cool.
Yeah, I think that's cool.
I like that better.
I think that when you just said it, it just came to my mind like that.
And what was the other guest that was on that episode too? Khalil and like Jeremy, Joshua. What was his?
Oh,
do you remember? There's two.
Who did he played somebody else? Right?
Yeah.
Jeremiah. Oh.
Something like that. It was something with a J.
What was he doing, though? What was his character doing?
There's not much to that character.
But I forgot what he did at all.
He was, like, kind of, like, I think he did woodworking or something like that.
He was the lumberjack, right?
No. I think he just, like... I don't know. Go back and listen to the episode. You don't need us to describe it to you.
Wasn't Dwayne like...
Dwayne-O.
I know, Dwayne-O. And then we were like...
Dwanali!
And then Delaware! Oh, that was great. We're already doing the commentary.
Great bit.
Not really, but...
This is a good reflective episode to get people eased back into it.
Yeah, just remember all the good times.
Mm-hmm, like...
Do we have anybody else on?
Ralph... You said Ralph. We should do another episode with Ralph and do Hell of Darkness, My Old Pickle. Bring that back. Because that was
really good.
Good. Even though in the audio, I like scream laugh and it like blows out.
What does he eat?
A hard-boiled egg with a shell still on it.
Oh, yeah. He just bites through it.
That's so good.
Wait, was he blindfolded and I was blindfolded?
No. He was just regular. I was blindfolded. He was just sitting there eating stuff. That's a good one.
But maybe that's all the guests we've had, right?
I think so. I'm trying to think of like when we first went to the apartment with just Joel. It was.
Oh yeah, because the first episode we did it in Lisa Gossa's house.
Yeah.
Holy crap!
When we were the only ones there.
Where did we do the second episode?
I think we did it there at the apartment.
Oh.
I think.
And that was just me and you.
I don't know. Here, let me look it up.
Oh yeah,
this would be a lot easier if I just look at stuff because I literally have it pulled up on my phone. And okay, so the first episode is To Be Determined, which how do I view? Oh, excuse that.
With Tanner, we had the celebrity interviews. I really liked that.
Oh, that was good. That was a good one.
Wow, we had such good ideas.
We did. Too bad we don't have any good ideas anymore.
Yeah, obviously. We just lost it all. Oh, yeah. The one with Jonathan, we put a link to his
book. Mm-hmm. Jonathan's is a good one. That's one of my favorites, I think. Tyrannosaurus Balloon Dunk is Ralph's. Toilet Butt Domination is just us. Tall Blue Duck is Khalil's. Turds Becoming Dynamite. Is that one just us? Tinting Bad Donkeys is Dwayne.
I thought Pink Black Danish. Wait, no. Mystery Guest. Six Down. Check out our... Oh, no. That's... Okay. Pink Black Danish is Jonathan.
Yeah.
And Tannerite Bengal.
That's Tanner.
Tanner.
It goes Tanner, and Jonathan.
Toilet Butt Domination is just us two.
Yeah. But then do you remember Turds Becoming Dynamite? That one, I think, is Dwayne's. And Tinting Bad Donkeys is just us again.
And then, why does it say... Where does it say... Tall Blue Duck. It says Episode 4 is an instant classic. Things get real with our two in quotation guests.
Jeez. Oh, jeez.
What are you doing?
I exited out of it. That was just like a little preview of the past.
No, but like, it says things get real with our two quotation guests. Who's our two quotation guests?
Khalil and...
Oh.
Joshua or something.
It wasn't... Oh, okay.
It's something with a J, I think.
Yeah.
And, like, we didn't talk to that guest at all.
Did we ever say Night Fight in our thing?
In descriptions?
Yeah, because I want to know if it's Fight Night or Night Fight. I think it's Night Fight.
I think it's Fight Night.
Oh, my gosh.
I really do, because I feel like that sounds better.
I thought we agreed it was Night Fight.
No, we agreed it was Fight Night.
Because Fight Night is too movie-like. Right?
Yeah, remember we said this, and then we were like, oh yeah, we did it because of that.
Fight Night, Night Fight?
Night Fight, Fight Night.
I think it's Night Fight.
I don't think it
is. No, actually, no, it's not. I don't know.
Tweet us at hashtag Fight Night.
Vote for your...
Fight Night v...
What?
Night Fight.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Okay. How are we doing on time? Oh, boy. We're rusty.
25 minutes.
Oh, boy.
We're already looking at the time.
I know. That's not a good sign.
Yeah, usually it's at like 45 minutes.
Mm-hmm. We're rusty. This is just to get our juices flowing. Like, this will probably be the episode that people are like, oh, my gosh. These guys.
You guys are back at it again.
Dang it.
Now I have to listen.
I really hope so bad there's just one person out there that's like a super big fan, and like they'll see this pop up and they'll be like, yeah.
I need to get Legless on my on this. I think he's a devout follower to my stream.
Oh, yeah.
So I feel like he'd be a devout.
Oh, like on this podcast? Like,
yeah.
Watching it and stuff?
Yeah, like listen, yeah.
Yeah, here, we'll do this for him. Hey, Dark Souls.
Yeah, that's for you, Legless.
There, now he's in.
Yeah.
In there like swimwear, which is really gross when you think about it, because that means it's in your butt.
Oh. Yeah, I was trying to think about what that meant.
Pretty sure it means like when the swim, like when it rides up your butt.
Yeah, that makes sense. It makes sense. You like my little Jesus?
Yeah. I was wondering where that wound up.
I don't even know how it got up here.
Someone put it in here, I think. Because we had it in front of Breeze.
Oh, and the root on the...
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And I think it was in the fish tank for a while, too.
Oh, yeah. That fish tank got dirty so fast.
I know, it's so gross.
How is that even possible?
It's because we had those, the shrimp that would clean it, and then the fish are eating the shrimp now. They've gone insane. I walked in there, and they had half of a shrimp sticking out of their mouth. Just
and those are supposed to clean it, right?
Yeah. So they're just murdering them
sucking
all,
sucking up that shrimp.
Like literally, the shrimp's like huge compared to them. Like
you mean the fish?
Yeah, the fish, the shrimp are like the size of the fish's head, if not more.
It's brutal.
Who should we have on the podcast that hasn't been?
Oh yeah,
on the
there
podcast?
We go. And call them out right now. So
yeah, even though they probably don't listen to it because nobody we know listens to this.
Yeah, that's true. Somebody.
Who's funny that we know, or not funny that we know? Both could work.
Yeah, that's true.
It's hard to. I don't want to just do dead air of us.
Yeah,
thinking.
We got Ralph already. We got Dwayne already. We got Joel. What about Dan? You think you'd be down to do it?
I don't know. We need to find a girl to get on here, I feel like, at some point.
Yeah, Ricky needs to get on here.
Yeah, we should get her on. She hates this podcast, though, The Fiery Passion. She hates it so
no,
much.
No, I think it's an act. I think it's all an act.
She hates it. Like, really? Even after you're gone. Like, no, especially when we're filming, like, recording it a lot, she'll just straight up be like, I hate you so. Because all I do is talk to her about it. She hates it.
I know. I remember we would be at fires and all the other people would be like, oh, they're talking about this.
We just go to our own zone and be like, oh, we gotta do this and this. That's what it's gonna be like now, this entire summer. People are gonna hate us again.
Oh, I can't wait.
It's great. I think, too, what we should do, starting with whenever we get our first guest actually on the revamped podcast, is take headshots. And hang headshots on that wall of all the guests.
Oh, yeah. Take pictures of them while they're...
Like, while they're here.
Yeah.
And, like, go, shh, just on a phone. And then, like, hang them up.
Yeah.
And just have, like, that wall be the wall of
guests. Yeah, that'd be really cool.
Uh-huh.
That'd be really cool, actually.
I know, right?
Yeah. I could actually decorate my room.
Yeah, so it doesn't feel like I'm in an insane asylum.
Yeah, I forgot how many... You have a lot of decorations in your room.
Right? Yeah.
Zero.
To be fair, I used to have to decorate a whole apartment by myself with that stuff. Like,
oh, that's right.
In Monmouth.
That's right, yeah. That's crazy. How can you live by yourself? That sounds so lonely.
It was, because I lived like 45 minutes from everyone I knew.
Man. But yeah, who's the girl we can get on?
We could try Rick. I think we'll have to trick Ricky. Like, be okay. Like, hey, come in this room and have a conversation with us, and we'll hide mics.
Yeah, we'll just like... Put pillow, I don't know, something.
Pillowcase.
Like, put plants.
Put, like, yeah, put it, we'll put plants in front of all the microphones.
Make them look like
and, like, here's a plant, Ricky, put it in front of her.
And then just, like, hey, Ricky, just pretend to be a character for a little bit, just cuz.
Just cuz. We're gonna do some, like,
What about Brie?
Do you think she would do it? I feel like she would probably be good at it, but I think she wouldn't do it. Maybe, I bet Robert would come on it.
Ooh, Robert.
It could be Robert.
Yeah.
I could easily see him doing it if he's not dead.
That's true. He's gone to the 22nd.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Were you the one that asked Bree about that? No, Ricky
Bree just
did.
Told me.
Oh. Ricky told me he's somewhere. I forgot where. We probably can't give away that information because it's like army secrets.
Yep. Because ISIS listens to this too.
Mm-hmm. We're very big in the Middle East. I'm really bummed we haven't become Asian famous yet.
We're starting with Koreans, right?
I think we started to lose that, though. I don't know.
Have they unfollowed us?
I think so. Here, I'll check our Twitter feed real quick. Getting on. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. You know what would be cool, too, is if we could play, like, segment themes. Because I feel like we should have at least a segment.
You know, when I... During the YouTube talk and YouTube to me, I think they do that post.
That's what I was... Like,
I always wondered that.
I mean, too, because I've, like... I'm re-listening to it, and I'm, like, trying to figure it out. But sometimes they, like, talk during... And, like, they have the live episode where they do it. Oh,
the live episode. That's the one that throws me.
Yeah, because you can hear, like, applause during it.
Yeah, like, I think the live episode is live, but then I think with the other ones, especially...
It has to be, I mean, right?
Especially with the one where they go super into.
Yeah.
Because... I feel like I know they might be quick enough to
like once they
start like the song like but to end it they kind of end it fast so it's like the guy's got to be quick to play the correct song so like that's what I'm thinking so like it's got to be post
because and like if they've already done that like the that pot mini podcast then they'd have it saved but when they just make it up on the spot and they already have a song that goes kind of with it it's like
but it boggles my mind. Like, I think. One thing that tricked me out was that they said that they, I think they reacted to the song.
Yeah, they do that sometimes.
I think, so I don't know what it is.
Should have asked Scott Aukerman this when we had the chance.
Gosh. There's so many questions to ask him.
We should follow him around.
Oh, am I adding that to this one?
Oh, do you want to do it to this one? We introduced ourselves though already.
Yeah, we already did.
Do that on the next one. We're going to have a special guest star. Scott Aukerman and Paul F. Tompkins on the show.
Just Paul.
Yeah. It's not Paul F. Tompkins. No, it's just a guy named Paul.
Yeah. I'm super excited
that to have him on the show. I can't believe we got that big a celebrity on our show. It's an hour-long interview at least. Unless they have something else to do.
What if we did like a You Talk and You to Me of...
Comedy Bang Bang.
To get to the point where we get to interview them.
We'd have to clean our apartment a lot.
Yeah. Well, we'll probably do what they did is go to them.
Oh, yeah, we could do that.
Yeah.
Go all the way to LA.
Yeah, and go to their set.
And use their stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, fine with that.
I don't know what we do. Because they don't have, like, records or...
Well, we could just do episode by episode. It'll be companion eps.
Like, of their podcast or their show? Because the podcast, they have, like, what? In the 370...
I think they're in 400s
now. 400 now?
Yeah. Jeez. We can do it. That's plenty of backlog. So if you, like, die suddenly, we can still make episodes.
But the whole point is to interview him.
We could do a live one from his funeral. Jeez. I keep listening to it, though, and hoping that he'll mention you asking him, like, meeting him and doing that. Recording. Yeah.
Man,
he hasn't yet.
I wish.
And that's been so cool.
I've been watching those new episodes on Netflix.
Oh, yeah, me too. They're good.
Yeah, I like them.
If you can't tell, we're fans of Comedy Bang Bang.
Yeah, that's what I want this podcast to be, but it's hard.
I know. It's almost like that's his career or something.
We just gotta quit our jobs and then we'll be as good as him.
Okay.
You know what I realized? I need to work at the farm home.
Do it.
Because that's actually gonna give me a really good mental health experience.
Yeah, it would.
And so that would be really helpful a lot for future stuff.
You really should. And then you should try and figure out a way to come to Wake Robin so you could work with me. And
oh, that's what I want to play for.
Yeah.
Whatever you're doing.
Yeah, you should. Although, I don't know if that position is going to stay existing.
I'm going to make it exist.
All right, you should do it. I'll give you, put me down as a reference. I'll be like, he's the best guy I know.
The best of the best.
The best of the best. Better than me. Fire me and hire him. Please. I beg of you.
What are you going to do at YMCA tomorrow?
Just set up for summer camp.
Like physical setup?
Yeah, just moving stuff. So that'll be fun. What are you doing at? Do you work tomorrow?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm taking a nap.
Nice. I forgot how to look at your followers on Twitter.
Let me see.
And legitimately, do you have it signed in on yours?
Yeah, like you can have two accounts on Twitter.
two accounts. Who to know? It's who to follow. Isn't it on the little like?
Or I think you can have more than one account. I don't know. You can just have like I can switch from this account
back to that's account. Nice. But how many followers do we have right now?
We have 10. And we still have Hello Comic-Con.
Hello Comic-Con?
Call me Con.
Call me Con. Like, Con. Oh, yeah, that's
Con.
That chick that just likes our Twitch.
Oh. Oh, I think I know who that is, actually.
That was one of the girls we talked to one time, I
think. Yeah. Ralph has a Twitter? Did you know that?
I think he made it for us.
Oh, really?
I think. Or not that, but I think he got it around that time. I remember he followed us.
Wait, what is this he's saying? He's saying, at... Oh, I think he's doing it for a class.
Oh, really?
Look, he's doing like at FC something.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely for a class.
Cryptic body collaboration and short break. Spends lots of time in open ground. Robin-sized bird. Clutch size. 4 eggs. Runs, walks a lot.
Runs, walks a lot. That's definitely for a class.
Yeah. He's studying kids. I mean, animals.
Does Dwayne's dad still follow us?
Yeah.
I hope he's a real big fan.
Yeah, he does follow us. It's crazy.
Uh-huh. I remember because I was over at his house. Were you with me when we were over at his house and he followed us?
No.
Oh, yeah. I was over there and that was like during the time, which I'm sure will happen again, where all I can talk about is the podcast. I brought it up.
Yeah, Dwayne's not even following us, but his dad is.
Does Dwayne even have a Twitter?
I think my sister stopped following me.
Really? She like actually...
Alexa Ray. Alexa... Gonerman.
Yeah, she followed us after that, the Night in Baptism thing.
What?
Or not Night in Baptism. Night in Bethlehem thing, you know? Remember? At the church?
Oh,
where I had to dress up as Joseph.
Yeah, what were you were telling people about ours, right? And you played an episode?
Yeah, that was when, like, all I could talk about was the podcast. And we were sitting in the back room and we were bored. And I was like, oh, yeah, I make a podcast, guys. And, like, brought it up and I started playing it for them. And they, like, luckily she was into it.
And there's this guy named Pat.
Oh, yeah.
And he's super Donald Trump.
Oh.
So...
unfollow us, please.
Yeah.
Just kidding. We need the fans.
Okay. Give us money.
But we disagree with you.
I don't know. We should probably shouldn't put politics
into our podcast. I feel like that's too heavy for us.
Yeah. It's just like, who cares?
We're a very light podcast. We don't get into the deep issues.
Except for alligators eating kids.
Yeah. This is a kind of a serious episode for us.
Yeah. But... we also talk about our old podcast, and that's not serious at all.
Mm-hmm.
What's another good thing we used to do that we should bring back?
Oh, Darkness, My Old Pickle.
The celebrity interviews
are really good. Celebrity interviews are really good, but that's like brand new. I don't know if we had really any other good segments.
I don't know either.
All our other segments are weird ones that we just did a one-off. Like,
Do we know any parents or like adults who want to be on this?
No.
I don't think so.
That'd be weird.
Yeah. I can't think of anything.
Yeah. I can't think of any parents or older people that aren't young 20-somethings.
Isn't the oldest we've had is Jonathan?
Yeah. And he's like barely that much older.
Yeah, I don't think anybody else will want to be on this. This is just... if you're listening, you can be on this podcast.
If you tweet at us and you have... a car or some reliable transport, you can come.
Yeah, if you just want to be on this podcast, just tell me or Mitch and you'll just be on.
Yeah, there's literally no matter what, we'll say yes.
Yeah.
Hopefully someone famous is listening to
this. Yeah, like
Morgan Freeman.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
I could see him being a big fan of us.
Yeah.
Definitely. Exactly. 100%.
We're at 40.
Do you think we can push it a little farther?
Do you think we should?
I don't know.
Maybe this is just a get into it.
A get into it episode?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just the beginning. That's pretty good for just the two of us, isn't it?
Yeah.
What are our normal averages when it's just the two of us?
Last time it was just the two of us. It was an hour and 6 minutes, I think.
Oh, jeez. How are we so good at this?
I don't know. I gotta listen to that episode. Nice. Nice.
There always has to be at least a little bang on the table on an episode.
The first one's so bad.
Oh my gosh, we were pounding. Literally yeah. pounding on the table. Like, it was so bad. Didn't we all three share one mic, too?
Okay.
Jeez, we're falling apart.
Oh, okay. By the way, just for my setup, by the way, I have a new microphone, but I don't have a stand, so I'm using a cup to hold up my microphone, because I don't have a stand.
It's pretty ghetto. We're almost not ghetto, though. It's yeah. getting there.
Yeah, we're going to have headphones soon, and I'm going to get a new stand.
Three separate microphones?
Yeah.
That'll be amazing. Oh, it'll so be so excited. Nice not having to share.
Yeah, I'm so excited.
I've always had to share.
Yeah. Okay, well, we can end this.
Right? Do you want to end this? Do we need to think of something clever to end it? Because sometimes we do that.
The first time, I think our first episode is the best ending we've ever had.
That was really good. Because yeah. we actually like put thought into yeah. it and like planned it out. And they're like, how are we going to do this again?
Because like all the other ones we just said, and I just uh-huh. hit the space bar.
uh-huh. Well, sometimes we'd set something up, I feel like. Like, we'll not set something up, but we'd talk and we'd find a place where it's good to end.
Yeah.
But other times it'd just be like, where do we want to end?
That was so good. That was
so good. That's probably...
We gotta do another one for our anniversary like that.
Yeah. I don't know how. It's so hard to think of ideas like that.
What did we say? FBI came in, right?
The FBI came in, and I think you said you were setting me up. So then I was like, then I'm ending this podcast right now, and then it stopped, which is so good.
Yeah,
if only like we were better at recording and not banging on stuff.
Oh, that's good memories. Man, I really hope I hope like me moving, like talking like this doesn't affect it at all, like
probably will.
Yeah,
watch it sound terrible.
Practice what I talk into.
Uh-huh.
Crap. I gotta just you want to face you.
Oh, I know, it's like
I gotta find a table.
Yeah, because the table would be good.
Also, if I could stand, like I can have the mic like right here.
Yeah, like have one of those stands that actually comes out and stuff.
Yeah, just like a stand like this is what I was planning on getting, and just right here, and I could just sit, you know.
And just stare blankly at me.
Yeah, complete robot.
Oh boy, that's creepy.
Yeah, because actually, yeah, we won't really need tables if we have stands, right?
We might for a guest is the only thing. Because how would we do it? Because the guest is going to sit guest
there, and then because you'll probably use the mic, the USB.
This
mic,
one, yeah.
And then somebody else will sit there and mm-hmm. have a stand. But we can give them a little table if they need it. But they don't really need to have a stand, right? And then we could just... Yeah. I could have my other stand.
And just sit in a circle?
Yeah, I could have my other stand right here. And then just talk.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that would work.
I feel like this is a very visual episode.
Yeah. I think there's more...
You've been describing the room around us a lot.
Yeah, this is...
And not even the actual room around us. What we want the room to be.
12 feet by 8 feet?
Yeah, I believe that. And there's a closet. There's the walls are all white except for a piece of notebook paper nailed to the wall.
Yeah, it's from Ricky.
Uh-huh. Who's definitely going to be a guest.
Yeah. Whether she likes it or not.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's white.
Everything. We're all white supremacists here.
We happen to be wearing pointed hats right mm-hmm. now. Just happen to be wearing.
Watch people get so mad at us now. We're going to lose everyone. Except for racists. They'll love us.
Donald Trump.
Pat will probably love us.
Pat, he's going to get all his friends.
There's a cough all in.
Yeah, they insulted me before, but now they're
calling me a racist.
Now that I know they're KKK, I got to watch. I got to listen. I'm going to put a KKK picture on YouTube.
I like a picture of them burning a cross. Good.
I'm excited to edit the YouTube video for this.
Yeah.
I forgot about it.
It's going to take a long time, I feel like.
Nah, it's just pictures. I feel like it'd be fine.
I guess. It's just, like, for my computer, it's too ghetto. So when I, like, tried to import all the audio file, it took forever. And, like, really? It was super buggy. Just because it was, like, an hour long
thing. I used that really nice video editor I was using last time. Which I really like using.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was that called again?
Shark something. Whatever. Light Shark. Shark. No.
Shark Week.
Lightworks. Sharknado. Lightworks, but it's like icon thing. It was a shark, so that's why I think it was called Shark. But it's like Lightworks.
Weird. Okay. Do we have any other things we need to talk about in this episode to bring it back in? We've described what we want, where we've been.
Our email?
The like email account, like do a little pluggy thing?
Yeah.
Our email, what is it? TBD.
Underscore.
Is it underscore? I don't think it's underscore.
Oh, I don't know. I thought it was always that. Is that just our, I mean, our Twitter?
I think that's our Twitter.
Okay, never mind.
Yeah, our email's TBD, no underspace. mailbag.com.
Oh,
mailbag. Wait, no, I said that wrong. It's tbdmailbag@gmail.com.
There you go.
If you actually want to email us. I don't know who that is for, though.
Email us
pictures of your wings. No, sure. Please don't. I don't want to see that.
Email us audio intros.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because, okay, so we got to mention that the audio at the very end of the episode, we're going to mention that the audio intro was created by Tanner Gehrig.
Mm-hmm. Nice little shout out for him.
And it's really nice. Mm-hmm. You can listen.
But if you think you can do it better, we're not loyal to him at all. We'll play yours.
But yeah, we don't mind having different intros. I would like, because we have different titles. We gotta have different intros.
Yeah, 100%. Like if we had a title with lyrics too, ooh, that'd be so cool.
Yeah, Tanner's in choir. He can do it.
Tanner's in choir?
Yeah.
Whoa, I didn't know that. That's weird. Not that it's weird, but, you know.
That's so weird.
We should also have people send in, if you don't like our theme song, themes to, like, those segments that we actually like celebrity interviews or fight night.
Oh, send us, like, questions, you mean?
No, like a theme song, so we could actually play a song.
Oh, okay.
Then, because well, how dope would be
for
that?
Fight night. Yeah, we do fight night a lot.
Uh huh.
Yeah, you gotta... it's definitely fight night because I just said it like so casually.
Uh huh.
I think it's definitely.
You're overthinking it.
Yeah, it's definitely.
We've already had this conversation. You already arrived at this conclusion like literally 2 days ago.
And next time I'm gonna say it's night.
You will. We got to think of new characters and items and all that stuff because we used them all.
We lost them anyways, right?
I might have them somewhere, but I don't want to look for them. We used them all, I think.
Yeah, we did. We kept getting repeats.
Mm-hmm. I think, what were some of the good ones? The guy who's constipated but doesn't have a butthole, I feel like was a good one.
Yeah. That's the one I mentioned. Who did I mention in the podcast to? Oh, just a coworker of mine.
See? It's like a curse. Once you start like getting into it, you always bring it up. And people... Yeah. Hate it. Every time I bring it up, I can tell people like, oh, yeah, cool. Wow. Whoa.
I'm definitely gonna listen to
this. No. None of our friends have ever listened to this.
Once. They've only listened to it because we forced it.
Yeah, we'll be at parties or something and be like, hey, listen to this, guys.
Yeah, did we actually play it out of Dwayne's Fire?
Yeah, we did. Yeah, and people just awkwardly sat there and like, eh.
Oh, we should come up with this is what I was thinking before, is we should come up with, like, we should talk to us playing the podcast for our friends, because I feel like that's going to happen again.
Talk to us? Okay,
so,
I
like,
think I get
it. Let's give us an instruction, because are you going to Dwayne's birthday party this Saturday?
Yeah, probably.
I
was planning on it.
We should play our podcast.
And but play this part where we're actually talking to the people at that party,
so,
listening to
it. Yeah, so we can say...
Like, Dwayne, make out with Rachel right now.
Or, like, whoever's sitting next to Joel.
Punch him in the balls.
Yeah, do it.
Do it right now. I know you're not going to do it, but do it right now.
Just
do it.
Joel, accept it.
I hope it's one of us sitting next to him.
Yeah, I'll definitely do it.
Good.
I say the podcast.
The podcast told them. I don't know who these guys are, but they told
me. I got to listen.
Have to. Anything else? Hey, who do you think else would be there? Ricky? Hey, Ricky, duck right now. If that works out. Oh.
Let's look at the guests who are going to go.
Is that on Facebook?
Yeah.
Jeez, I need it.
How did you find out?
Ricky told me.
Oh, okay.
Because I don't do Facebook like at all anymore. I deleted the app and everything.
Cause really?
Because I read some article about how it listens in to you, like even when you don't have the app open and stuff like that.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
So I deleted it. Plus, because I like never go on Facebook anyways.
Let's see. Going. Ralph's going.
Ralph? All right. What can we have Ralph?
Corbett's going, so let's do something with Ralph
and
Corbett.
All right, so Ralph and Corbett.
Yeah.
Make out. All
right. Or just high five.
Or make out, whatever. Or whichever floats your boat.
Yeah, choose one. Cassandra Flores is going.
Who can she make out with?
Rachel? Sure, yeah.
Oh, this is going to be awkward, I feel like, when we play this part.
Yeah, we should probably...
I don't feel embarrassed for saying that.
Like, I don't know anymore. I was going to say some bestiality joke, and that's not good.
Oh, yeah. About one of the people?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
I don't know what it is with me and BCL.
You're really into it. I think
they're so funny.
Remember when you didn't even know? You thought domesticating animals was bestiality?
Yeah, yeah. It was domesticating animals was you marry them. Because domestic violence, it makes sense.
It doesn't.
Why is it called domestic violence then?
Because it's like your house. Domestic is like house, I think, or something. Like, not house, but like your area. I don't know. No. Google it.
No. I'll be ignorant forever.
Is there any other instructions we should give for this segment? We should have a real good joke. What's a good joke? Oh, I got something good. All right. So, everybody at this party right now, what do you use to see? Got it. Now, spell the word map. Got it. Now, fill in the blank. The Loch blank monster. Now say that fast as you can over and over and over again. I'll pause while you say it. If you did this right, you should be saying, I am a penis right now.
Yeah, you gotta repeat it.
Yeah.
Or else it doesn't go.
Because it's I am a penis. I am a penis. I am a penis. I am a penis. I did that to Ricky today.
Oh, really? She fell for it?
No, she predicted it right away. Yeah. Because I did it wrong, so I just spelled, like, what did I do? I just, like, it was just straight up.
Don't spell map, right? And then they don't get it. I mean, they don't get it right away if you don't spell map.
Yeah. No, well, I said, because I did it, like, wrong where I did Ness. Yeah, you're supposed to do Ness first.
Oh, yeah. You're supposed to do Ness, I-M-A-P. Yeah. And then you go, Ness, I'm... Ness, I-M-A-P.
Ness, I-M-A-P.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Thing of, so I messed up that whole thing.
Oh, crap.
Oh, boy.
That's awkward.
Yeah.
Okay, we should probably end it.
Right now?
Yeah.
Just end it all?
Sure.
Suicide pact?
Yeah.
All right. Good night, sweet prince.